Isaac, today, obviously, you're going to be obligated to show me how to do the right things when it comes to showing off a calf. How long have you been doing this for? And just take us through kind of, I guess, what drives you to continue to showing even at the age of 19.
So I've been showing since I was about 3 or 4 years old. My older brothers showed cows and my dad as well. What drives me is just it's a passion of mine. And not just to show the cows, but to work with them, breed great cows. And I love working with the cows. And I love everything that comes to cows. And what I love about showing cows is there's a lot of competitiveness, but great friends they meet along the road. And that competitive drive that you meet with also coupling with the peers that you meet is great. And it's the passion.
Do you show any other animals other than cows, or is it just solely you focus, put your focus on?
I just show dairy cows.
Okay.
I always have, and that's all I show.
My understanding too is that you've shown a little bit of everywhere. I mean, what does it take to be able to get to showing at Erie County Fair and then kind of taking it the next steps, maybe going state fair? I think you do national exhibits. Like, what does it take in order to get to that level?
To get to that level, it's a lot of very detailed paying attention and hard work. Of course, you need a really nice animal to work with to get her there, but you need to pay attention to detail so you can know what to change to help her achieve her highest potential, and work hard with her, and that way can strive to get her to her peak.
What is the highest level that you have shown?
The highest level we show is World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. So that's the best show in the world.
All right. So just, I mean, what is it about the showmanship and just what does it take, you know, to, you know, look the proper part, to, you know, show the judges the proper part, to keep going up and up the ladder there, I guess?
So the goal of showmanship is to present your animal to the best of your abilities, and to get there would just be lots of practice daily. And then once you practice a lot, you get a really hand control of it. And, you have to have a great connection with your animal, but once you get the skills and you have a calm poise to you and you understand the rhythm of things and how you're supposed to get the animal to look, that's really how you can reach the next level. But just lots of hard work and paying attention to detail and lots of practice.
You told me that your older brother, your dad showed calves. And it seems like you come from a very rich farming background. I mean, what does it mean to you to be able to continue on with, you know, the farming and your family's legacy and just carrying on the tradition and making sure that, you know, dairy and everything like that, it just continues to go?
So actually, my family's first generation farmers.
Okay.
So my dad grew up on farms, so he always wanted to have a farm.
Okay.
So now that we started milling in 2016, and to get where we have, it's a true honor for us. And we've always had a passion and love, but to get to where we are today, it's been a dream. And so to be here and be able to showcase our skills and our animals, it's an honor. And it's an honor to be able to do what my dad loves with him. It's a true passion we can share, and I love that. And my niece is actually doing showmanship for the first time. And so that'll be fun to watch her also enjoy the same passion and show her calf off.
I'm curious, how do you feel that the future of farming is in Western New York and across the country? I mean, you've seen a lot in your time showing calves, and I see you got your 4-H shirt on. Just how do you feel the future of farming and how important it is to continue on with more people getting into it?
I think the future of farming is very exciting right now. It's incredible. There's a lot of new plants coming to New York. The farms in Western New York are doing really well. Herd sizes are growing due to the need of milk in New York. And it's very exciting, especially for the youth right now. There's a lot of opportunity in their industry and ag industry as a whole, especially in Western New York and New York as a whole. But it's crucial. We need more young people that love the dairy industry, taking care of the cows, and we definitely need more people. And right now, luckily, there is a great opportunity for the youth to jump in and make a huge impact.
And you get the chance to be here at the fair, where you're not only hanging out with friends, but you're hanging out with people from really not just Erie County, but all over the Western New York area. I saw people from Wilson, saw people from I think Cattaraugus, Little Valley area. I mean, how cool is that to be able to share experiences with a bunch of other farmers here?
It's awesome. The fair is awesome. It brings people together from all over the place, and it also brings different kinds of people. We got consumers here and producers, and try to create a bond that is definitely needed in the industry to connect the consumer to the producers, and a nice friendly bond. It's great to see.
All right. Now, tonight, feel free to walk me through your calf that you're going to be having me show. Tell us about your calf and what makes him or her so special.
So the calf we'll take out, she's special for a lot of reasons. She's a March calf, so she was born in March and of this year. She's sired by a bull called Psychic, and she's out of a cow that actually has won World Dairy Expo. So she's special because of her pedigree and who her mother is. And she's also a really nice calf. So it'll be cool to take her out and hopefully carry on her legacy.
All right. And so if you and me are able to come away with a victory, what do you think is the key to, for me at least, to get the right showmanship and be able to impress the judges enough for him or her to pick us as the winner tonight?
I think the key would be patience and poise. While having a good time and staying confident.
Any tips in terms of attire I should wear or anything like that?
Yeah, white shirt, white pants. That's always the great start for showing dairy cows. And then proper shoes, I just like wearing work boots. Right. No hat.
No hat, I learned last year. Isaac, is there anything else that you want to add or that you can think of that we haven't touched base on?
Well, have fun while staying poised possessed, and that's the best we can do while showing cows.